Doctor Who, Operation Orifice by John Phillips, Episode 3.
Oh my God.
What is it, Doctor?
It's TARDIS.
TARDIS?
Yes, how did they... God, what's going on?
Isn't a TARDIS that thing you mentioned to me earlier?
Yes, it is, but how?
Damn! We're locked in. Doctor?
No matter.
No matter? What's going to happen to us?
I don't know, but we're going to get out of here.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Getting away. Quick, Sarah, press that button there.
This one?
Yes.
What's happening?
We're getting away, hopefully.
What do you mean?
Quiet, Sarah.
You cannot escape, Doctor. You will never escape. You will be stuck for all eternity.
What have you done, Jazz?
I have done nothing.
Nothing is happening. You must be doing something.
Not me. You.
Doctor, I feel busy.
Then sit down somewhere.
Doctor.
Sarah, Jask, what have you done?
I have done very little, Doctor.
I cannot have done anything. This is all you're doing.
Young Sarah is merely caught in time. She's gradually aging, Doctor.
How did you do that?
I have control over everything in your TARDIS, Doctor.
My TARDIS?
Yes. I'd advise you to halt your TARDIS now before Sarah becomes all but dust and bones.
And what if I don't?
She dies.
All right.
Thank you, Doctor.
What now?
Now, we compromise.
She will be okay.
She will be fine as long as you cooperate.
What am I getting myself into? What is going on?
Not much as far as you're concerned.
Not much. As far as I'm concerned, the web of time is falling apart.
You're worried about that?
There are 10 dead people in that back room, riddled with time distortion. Apparently this is my TARDIS, and my companion is getting older by the second. Of course I'm worried.
I didn't think you cared.
Oh? Why is that?
Last time we met, you seemed quite the type to die easily.
Oh, really?
Really.
Another problem is that I don't even remember meeting you ever in all of my lives.
Well, I certainly remember you, Doctor.
How is it that you have my TARDIS?
You gave it to me.
Why?
You died saving your companion and left it with me.
I can't die. I'm a Time Lord.
More than most.
What are you saying?
I'm saying very little.
Don't leave me in the dark like this. What are you doing here? What are those readings your computers are receiving, and how do I fit in all of this?
All will be explained soon, Doctor.
I'd prefer it if it were explained now.
Rogers.
Yes, ma'am.
Then he says to me, what if it were this way? And I says to him, what other way could it possibly be?
Man, you're one funny guy, Toby.
Thanks, Rogers.
Are you going to stop your lame jokes and let me out of these?
Oh, it don't work that easily, little missy.
You stay in there whether you like it or not.
Could you just give me some fresh air?
We'll have to do that, Rogers.
I don't know. We weren't told.
You just watch her. Now, we don't want any silly tricks from you, little missy. Just you be good.
Thank you.
Right out this door, young miss.
I thank you two so much.
Toby?
Yeah?
Did that little girl just run away?
Yes.
That's not good, is it?
No.
Doctor. Doctor.
Who's there?
It's me.
Who's me?
It's me, your old girl, the TARDIS.
Oh, my dear. How nice of you to awaken me.
It's very rare, I know. But it is of great importance.
Why?
Miss Jazz.
Ah, yes, I almost forgot about her.
I must warn you, Doctor. Miss Jess has got me.
What do you mean?
She has integrated Earth machines inside me.
She can't do that. Not to my TARDIS.
Then, there is something else.
What's that, then?
I am not your TARDIS. I am an alternative Doctor's TARDIS.
So my TARDIS is still being held by the Time Lords?
Yes. We are in an alternative dimension. An alternative universe. With an alternative doctor, without his alternative doctor.
Where is my alternative self, anyway?
Dead.
What?
Miss Jess killed him.
But how? She can't kill a Time Lord, especially since my alternative self lives to his end, doesn't he?
Miss Jess has somehow created a time paradox, where he does die.
But how? Oops, silly question. When it involves you, anything can go wrong.
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, I wouldn't let Miss Jess know you know. I think I can help you.
Really?
I have found little bits of information about Miss Jess.
What are they, then?
I'll relay them through the telepathic circuit for you.
Thank you. That information will come most useful. What is it?
Someone is coming.
Oh, dear.
If worse comes to worse, destroy me.
But...
How did you get in here? Oh, never mind. You shouldn't be in here. Come on!
What? Where am I?
Had a nice sleep, Doctor.
Oh, indeed, but I didn't expect to wake up strapped to an operating table.
Just a precaution.
For what?
Should you try to struggle?
Why am I going to struggle?
Really?
Yes, madam.
Do you have the equipment?
Yes, madam. Here it is.
What's that?
Just a device.
What are you going to do?
Mr. Brayley here is going to remove something of yours.
Oh? What might that be?
You're a Time Lord. And with your Time Lord heritage, you have what is called a symbiotic nuclei.
Doctor, where are you? Guards. They might be able to help. Hello there.
You shouldn't be in here. Yeah, this is a restricted zone. They are restricted.
You will have to catch me first.
After her!
So?
Just add two and two together.
For that to work, you need something more than a simple bleepy thing.
Oh, but this is more than just a thing, Doctor.
I look forward to it.
Really? Load up the accelerator.
Yes, madam.
How is removing my symbiotic nuclei going to do anything?
Well, without your Time Lord heritage, you cannot operate your TARDIS.
Oh dear, I was forgetting about that.
Indeed.
What are you going to do with it?
I will inject your symbiotic nuclei into my body and I will become one with your TARDIS.
What?
You heard me.
No, you can't do that. That is impossible.
Not with this technology, Doctor.
With your technology, I'm surprised you...
It is charged, Miss Jesk.
Excellent.
What now?
Well, Doctor, your Time Lord heritage is about to be removed from you.
You can't do this, you know. The Time Lords will hear about this and stop you.
Impossible. I will destroy them all with my power.
What power?
Power which I will possess once I have become one with your TARDIS.
Becoming one with my TARDIS is nothing. You cannot possess power through the TARDIS.
Whatever you say, Doctor, will not stop me. I will be powerful.
You're crazy, Jask, like your mother before you.
What did you say?
Oh, I think you heard, Jask. You're crazy, that's all I need to say.
What do you know about my mother?
I know enough.
What do you know?
Nothing.
Tell me!
Oh, but I know nothing, Grace, Jask.
Don't call me that!
Ah! Temper, temper. I wouldn't want to see a day's work end up becoming nothing.
Quiet, Doctor.
Why should I? Your mother was crazy. She hurt you. She picked at everything you did.
No!
She teased you and hurt you and made you feel like nothing.
No!
She is the reason you're doing this.
No!
She is the reason you want power. You want to prove to yourself that you are better than her.
Lies. Lies. All of it lies.
Who's lying?
The device is ready, Miss Jesk.
Good. Are you ready, Doctor?
Not really.
This will hurt you more than it will me.
I've heard that before.
Really?
Yes, madam.
Do it.
Yes, madam.
No. No, you don't.
Brace yourself, Doctor. It won't take long.
No.
Come on, boys.
Get it!
I wish this was easier. I'll lend more to your guns.
Really?
Yes.
Here you go.
That was easy.
Yep.
Thanks for the guns, boys. Now to the doctor.
Symbiotic nuclei retrieved, madam.
Good. Now that didn't hurt much, did it, Doctor?
You can't do this, Jask.
Oh, but it has already begun, Doctor.
No.
There's nothing you can do now.
What now, madam?
Idiot, transfer the substance into a syringe.
Yes, madam.
Soon, Doctor, you will never see that police box of yours again.
It won't work. Your species aren't built to contain such things.
It is ready, madam.
Do hurry up, man. Do it! You're too slow. Give it here.
No.
It is done, Doctor.
You fool, Jask.
For the future.
No, Jask. It will consume you.
Too late.
No, you can't.
Ha 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 ha!